Evelyn Dutrisac grew up a couple of doors down from where she currently lives, and remembers sitting on the veranda, socializing every evening, with her large family and the many community members who would drop by to visit. Her sense of community was ingrained at a young age, and her sense of family is the cornerstone to her many good works. When I was young, my twin sister and I would babysit for nothing. If my mother thought someone could use a little help or a bit of a break, or if she figured they needed a weekend off, she would offer and bring the kids over. Sometimes we were paid 25 cents an hour, but most times we babysat for free. Dutrisac has volunteered for many organizations over the years, since beginning in the mid-1970s, and is still compelled to devote much of her free time to initiatives that benefit the community. Currently, she is the Café Heritage Rayside Balfour president. Café Heritage is a nonprofit that produces heritage-themed events in northeastern Ontario. Dutrisac also serves as a member of the City of Greater Sudbury's Seniors Advisory Panel to Mayor and Council, with the hope to enhance Greater Sudbury's seniors' quality of life. She was appointed to this panel and, through this work, was also chosen by Council to be a member of the Compassionate City Committee of Greater Sudbury. In addition, she now sits on the Population Health, Community Safety and Well-being Committee of Greater Sudbury. She is a member of the Family Council at Villa Street Gabriel Villa, a 128-bed long-term care facility in the community of Chelmsford. Dutrisac invested her efforts towards fundraising initiatives over the years, as well. Knowing firsthand how the setting enhances older adults' later years, she gives of herself to help those in care feel supported and at home. Her friendships with the residents, staff, and other volunteers light up her life and give her purpose. Dutrisac is passionate about affordable living for older adults. She is involved with the Abbeyfield Canada Affordable Housing Project and sits on their national board. Her commitment to community has always been strong. Her career included service as a municipal councillor for 18 years and a teacher for 33. She values all she learned from those experiences and enjoys sharing what she's learned with others. I am both a student and a teacher throughout my life. She surrounds herself with her bundle of photos and mementos, keepsakes of all the memories, and shares with me a letter she received from former federal NDP leader Jack Layton. In it, he speaks of love, hope and optimism. Dutrisac, also, believes in these sentiments. The people I've met and all my family have given me all I am today. It becomes so natural. I'm involved because I love. Everyone I've met in my life has had an impact. They've taught me something. I believe in the good in everyone. As Jack Layton said, love, hope and optimism will help us change the world for the better. We do what we can in our own lives and the next thing you know, we're changing the world for the better, together. Dutrisac's generous and loving nature makes her a natural helper. Whether it's caring for the social well-being of seniors in care, supporting affordable housing solutions for older adults, or sharing the joy found through music with her community, she does it all by giving the love she's been given. This love that bolsters her efforts also comes from within. She recognizes the importance of loving oneself to be able to love others more, and takes time to be mindful of the good she hopes for in a day. When I wake up in the morning, I meditate and I say, I wonder who I'm going to meet today. I want to learn today. I hope I'm going to have someone teach me something so that I can grow and, in turn, help someone else grow stronger. Evelyn Dutrisac's words of volunteer wisdom, it doesn't matter what we do what we can. It's sitting in a nursing home or it's working for an Abbeyfield or it's working for the Seniors Advisory Panel or it's bringing music to people. I love music. It doesn't matter what we do, as long as we do it with light, peace, joy, and love. We don't know how it's going to impact. I always feel that it's going to be for the best. Aaron Medakovic is a freelance writer in Greater Sudbury.